This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop. Getting kids interested in science, technology, engineering, or math, also called STEM, has been a focus for schools for years. Wednesday was National STEM Day, and a local indoor skydiving business celebrated by giving out free flights. KUT's Claire McInerney joined a group of students as they learned about the science behind flying.
The group of fifth grade students from Camacho Elementary stand in an instruction room at iFly Austin. It's an indoor skydiving facility in Northwest Austin. They're learning about proper form for their eventual flights from flight instructor Greg Levin.
First, our feet are going to be nice and wide. Remember, that's going to give us lateral stability so we don't roll over, okay?
The students are having trouble staying quiet and still while they get their instruction. They've been looking out onto the huge vertical glass tube that they'll be getting into later. There are giant fans that will push the air in the tube and them upwards, making them float. Mikkel Stevens peers out a window from the classroom.
I'm kind of scared. Like, I'm nervous and scared at the same time, but at the same time, I know it's going to be really fun.
Camacho Elementary is in Leander ISD. iFly chose Camacho because it's a school with a lot of low-income kids. Teacher Holly Webb had to choose which students to bring.
It was really hard to choose 25 different kids, but I mean, we chose kids that may not have the opportunity to come here on a daily basis, and, you know, just so kids that, like, would really benefit from just this experience. So
she's talking about flying in the wind tunnel, but also learning about the science behind how it works. Because throwing a human body on top of a huge fan involves a lot of physics, which is where Nikki Prather comes in.
So what the goal of the presentation is we talk about how the wind tunnel works, but we also talk about other science concepts that they've learned in school or maybe read in a textbook.
Prather is the STEM educator at iFly. She sits the kids down before their flying lessons so they understand how it works.
So we talk about all of those science concepts that are happening in the wind tunnel, just so they can kind of have a real life experience of those physics concepts that seem kind of far-reached or unrelatable.
Force, velocity, speed. Her lesson changes depending on the age of the students. She says this lesson is important because it helps kids connect the dots between something cool like flying and science. And that context is helping them understand. Marcella Varela explains how the air will keep them afloat.
That there was four fans that, and they're all on the top. And the air flows through vents, and then it comes up in the bottom. That's how you hover or float.
And Isabel Mondragon says it's easier to learn here than in a classroom.
Because if it was in science, it would kind of be confusing, but here it shows you everything that's happening and what is going to happen.
Once the kids have all the learning done, it's time to get ready to fly. Instructor Greg Levin gets the kids in bodysuits and goggles and explains how to insert foam earplugs.
The way these work, the round end is going in your ear. All right, you're going to put one at a time between your fingers, roll them up really, really skinny like you're playing with your boogers.
They put on their helmets, and he lines them up outside the tunnel.
You guys ready to go?
Yay!
All right, come on out this way.
Levin brings them in one at a time. He holds them inside the tube as they extend their arms and legs. Some kids flail around a little bit, and he signals how to get back in proper form. Some grin as they float around the chamber. Greg Levin held onto the kids for all of their flight, but Kaylee Looney was different. Her form was so consistent that he let go of her, and she floated around the tunnel on her own.
All right, girlfriend.
Great job.
Awesome.
How was it? He wasn't even touching you. You were floating all by yourself.
Scary.
What was so scary about it?
I don't know. I just felt like I was just going to go up.
Tomorrow's science lesson probably won't be so cool. Claire McInerney, KUT News.